Kuala fought charges of corruption in office tooth and nail since they were first brought against him 3 years ago, until his 9-month jail sentence last Thursday. To government watchdog groups, he became the poster boy for why changes are needed to campaign finance law. And for at least a few minutes at his sentencing hearing, Kuala sounded like he was on their side.
I would hope that at the end, at least there would be something that would change in our public policy that would make this better. I would hope that that could be an end result in this.
Jay Heck is the director of Common Cause of Wisconsin, which, along with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, has relentlessly hounded Kuala. But Heck didn't always know Kuala as an adversary. When Kuala was first elected in the 80s, Heck was a staff member for state Senate Democrats.
I would say that Chuck Kuala, that served in the state Senate the first 10 years in his career, was sincere about reform, but certainly once he became the leader, he really basically tried to do what he could to seek advantage.
Heck says Kuala had his chances to change campaign finance laws while he was in power. He blames him for advancing a plan that was blatantly unconstitutional in order to sidestep the issue. Kuala also used the pulpit last week to predict where he saw any new legislation going.
It's clear to me that comprehensive campaign finance reform is not going to come through.
Heck says it's true that Kuala's case may soon be forgotten, but the trials of three Republican lawmakers are coming up in February, 9 months before statewide election. Heck says that might be just the right timing to pressure majority GOP lawmakers to change the way state campaigns are paid for. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.